B-Pod Studios.
The Mike Missinelli Show. .975 The Fanatic. It's time for you to sound off.
You got a beef with me. What is the hell are you doing?
You got a beef? It's time for you to sound off.
Oh, man, that's irritating.
Oh, you don't feel this energy that's going down right now. Number five will always love you.
Chance to tell Mikey Miss what you're fired up about today. Brought to you by the Minimally Invasive Spine Institute at Rothman Orthopedics. Minimally invasive, maximally effective. RothmanSpine.com. Let's get going. Sound off.
All right, it's time for sound off. 610-771-9705. That's the sound off line. You got something to say, hit us up. Football weekend, Sixers. Let's see who you have today on Sound Off.
It's like everybody wanted Jim Schwartz gone and Mike Groh gone. Brett Brown is the problem. When you continue to tell a team to shoot threes when they don't shoot them very well, when you don't know how to design an offense that can get Al Horford involved, and you continue to have the same problem over and over again, it's not going to change, Mike. It doesn't matter who they bring in here. They're not going to win with Brett Brown as the coach.
You can't grind out a game by making twos in this day and age. You got to attempt threes. I get the problem that they can't make. They're not consistent three-point shooter. But it's not like you can give up on the proposition of shooting threes and try to grind it out, beating teams 2-2-2-2-2. You can't do it anymore.
And to your point, Mike, they're actually top 10 in the NBA in three-point percentage. You just, we pick out the very bad games, and Saturday was a very, very bad
one. Yes, but they're still not, like, I don't get a good feel for them shooting threes. I'm always like, it's like nails on a chalkboard when they're rising up. You know, I need reliability.
After watching this weekend's divisional playoffs, if anyone thinks the Eagles have an elite quarterback, it's not even in the same area code. It's not even close. And it has nothing to do with heart or ability. It's sheer talent. Wentz is even close to Mahomes. Jackson, Watson, Rodgers. That's four guys,
man. So if he's fifth, that's not bad, right? Come on, man. Of course you're going to look at the top four. He's in the top 10.
He absolutely is.
All right, so he's not Mahomes. That doesn't mean you can't win with him.
It just might be the evil in me, but I think Andy Reid's a lot more fun when he loses. I think if he wins the Super Bowl, it'll take all the fun out of Andy and the whole situation.
Anyway,
that's just my two cents. I hope they go down in flames.
Oh, you want him to be the lovable loser, you know? Santa Claus type of figure.
I mean, I can see that. I don't hate him.
I just have no feeling one way or the other. Like, I don't dislike him. I'm not going to root against him, but it's not going to do anything for me if he wins the Super Bowl either.
Is this the process? Does the process include number one picks that we trade away? Or number one picks who have big holes in their games and refuse to fix it? Are we done? Is it over? Is this what we waited for?
What was your point? What was his point, you think? I didn't really...
I guess he's thinking all this losing and now this team stinks. And that's what a lot of people are thinking right now. The process was a failure because they did all that
The process
losing.
Isn't a failure. It's still viable. You just have to keep plug and play. You know, it's like you get a reality of your team that it's not enough. They have to have that reality. They look at their team and go, well, we're not enough right now. Because look where we are in the standings, look at how we do on the road. We don't have enough. So you just keep plugging and adding.
You know the worst thing about the San Francisco 49ers winning was now we got to hear about the catch again all week. And every time they're on TV about the catch. There's been 50 better catches than that catch made in the playoffs and the Super Bowl.
What do you care about the catch?
He's kind of right.
Who cares?
I'm with him.
What, the tight end fingertip catch?
Yeah, enough.
What's the big deal? It was a great play. What does that matter to us here?
I don't know. I never thought of it until just now. I brought it up. I see better catches than that in the playoffs. I'm good on not seeing the catch anymore.
It was a golden moment of the NFL. How could you be mad at that?
Show me Jerry Rice or something. I don't need show me T.O. I don't need the catch.
I don't care if Andy Reid scores 100 points. He's not going to win the Super Bowl this year, next year, not ever.
bitter. Dude, that man is bitter. I don't know, I can't be bitter. I mean, Andy forged a pretty good era of football. Like, why are you bitter?
I'm up here late night watching SportsCenter, and I see you scroll across the bottom that Bill Cowher is making the Hall of Fame. How, Mike? One Super Bowl and his chin? That's what gets you in the Hall of Fame?
I'm a little confused. Coach Cowher. It's Coach Cowher to you. All right, Coach Cowher. And they made a big thing about it. Like, they announced it on live on TV, right, with his family there.
They did the same thing with Jimmy Johnson.
Did they?
Yeah, Troy Aikman got emotional.
Yeah, he's got a good winning record as a Steeler coach. Coach is going into the Hall of Fame. I don't really pay much attention.
And his resume, I mean, Jimmy Johnson had the two Super Bowls, but his resume, Cowher's is probably better.
Yeah, he won a lot of games with a storied franchise.
Yeah.
My son pitched Division I baseball, and when he wasn't pitching, he was very good at analyzing and stealing the other team's signs. And the coach knew that, and the coach used him to do that. Retribution for sign stealing is the beanball.
Yeah, and they do that, but this was like totally out of control with the Astros were doing. I mean, it was like a whole production. But again, it's baseball. You're trying to get your little edge. It's a hard sport, so you try to get every little edge to maximize your ability to win. I don't care. Cheat your ass off. Steroids, steal signs, have cameras. What? Got that. Close it down.
That's the best of the best today of Sonar. Brought to you by the Minimally Invasive Spine Institute at Rothman Orthopedics. Minimally invasive, maximally effective. RothmanSpine.com. You got a beef?
I don't like them.
What are they?
Because I don't like
them. Leave it at 610-771-9705. And listen tomorrow at 5:45 to see if your sound dog gets up.
Good rinse. See you later.
All right, that was Sound Off. Stay tuned because we got Devon Gibbons will lead you into the Sixers and Pacers right here on 97.5 tonight. And also on NBC Sports Philly, of course. Quick slants and the Flyers pregame show. The Flyers will be on NBC Sports Philly, the main gig, right? And plus Sixers will be on Plus. Sixers will be on Plus. And right here, the Flyers will be on our sister station, WMMR. Big game at home tonight against those Bruins. Everybody have a great rest of the night. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.